Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The DH, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mark Brauhart. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Caldwell. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting second. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting fourth. The DH, Roy Smalley. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dave Engel. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Chuck Baker. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Roger Erickson. And now, play ball. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive towards short. Baker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Erickson covering, for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mäkinen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Brouillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouillard is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Mäkinen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mäkinen hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mäkinen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano hits a line drive towards the mound. Caldwell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. the Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell is called out on strikes. One out. Mark Brouwhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Brouwhart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson juggles the ball. That's an error on Erickson. Brouwhart moves to second. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to second for the out. Brouwhart moves to third. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0 for 1 in the game. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 1 in the game. Engel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Engel reaches second base with a double. Chuck Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Engel moves to third. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Brouwhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvie is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Engel. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiniger moves to second. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley is walked intentionally. Danny Goodwin pinch runs for Roy Smalley. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weiniger scores. Goodwin moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 2 in the game. Castano hits a fly ball into right field. Brouwhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0-for-2 in the game. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. Howell hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brouhard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bosley takes first base on ball 4. Brouhard moves to second. Doug Corbett now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Engel bunts towards third. Howell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Engel moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Engel moves to third. Baker moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. Baker moves to third. Ward moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatcher is walked intentionally. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a fly ball into right field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up towards third. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 1, and Milwaukee Brewers, 0. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.